season. But again, with this head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies, Don Long, softball program, and you know, you've got a pretty good staff that you've brought along with you.
Yes, Amy Marshall is one of my assistants, and Dr. Ashley Cooley. And what was kind of neat, they helped me here at the West Plains High School, so that was kind of part of the deal. They had to come along. So yeah, they're very good at what they do, and I'm really proud to have those on my staff.
And this year, this inaugural team that you have, it's all Missouri, born and bred, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, every kid's from Missouri, and all of our kids are involved in the A+ program, so they're good academically, and that helps pay their college.
Now, for some of these ladies out there that played a lot of softball, have some skill, if they have not tainted their amateur status, are they eligible, or do you have to be fully enrolled? How does that work? I mean, because there may be some girls out there listening and goes, you know what, that's pretty doggone good.
Well, you have to be enrolled in 12 hours.
12 hours.
Yeah, before you can play, and you have to pass all 12 hours,
right?
You know, to play. But, you know, the A+ program is just phenomenal for anybody that wants to go to college.
I know you all were really active in having camps and stuff, you know, trying to get other kids involved in the program, helping them get on the right track to have success in their career of fast-pitch softball.
Yeah, we've had two camps and three open practices. So we had a real good turnout. I think we had like 80-some kids at the camps and stuff. So, and that went from like third grade to 12th grade. So we had a wide variety of kids there.
You know, you and I think you'll agree with me. Back in the day, I can remember when just the town teams, the local softball games, fast pitch, men and women, you could go to any community. You could go come here to West Plains. You could go to Mountain View, Willow Springs. There was a huge crowd.
Yes. Softball has a big following here in West Plains. I mean, you go to any of the City League games or even the high school games and hopefully our college games, I think you're going to have a big, big following.
There's so much fun to watch, you know, and the thing that I think a lot of people don't really realize, a softball game, if it's over an hour and 20 minutes, most of them are pretty quick.
Yeah, usually most of them are within an hour and a half at longest.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fast-paced game, definitely.
It is very fast. And now, who are some of the players this year that you're really looking at to, you know, be leaders and set examples and really get this season kicked off and build for the future?
You know, our pitching is definitely where softball starts. we have Avery Romans and Mara Lakey, who pitched for Republic, which is a high-quality softball program. Audrey Antle is from Exeter. It's a real small school, but she led their team to two district championships her junior and senior year. Jesse Ficker is from Sarcoxy, does a nice job. It's got a curve, drop curve. And we just signed Thursday Kaylee Garrett from Plato, and they got fourth in the state in 1A. Kinsey Massey is a 5-tool player. She plays shortstop for us. Local West Plains girl, Megan McCracken, super speed, plays center field. Lexi Bridges from Diamond, they won the state 1A championship this past spring. Got another girl from Sarcoxy, Haley Garrison. Maddie Good from Branson is a real solid player. We have some local kids from Fordland and Madeline Ivy and Tessa Feedback, and you know, these girls are just good, solid kids. Also got a girl from Alton, Hannah Wigger, left-handed swinger that's got some speed. So we're kind of on the right track there.
Well, what is one of the biggest, I guess, adjustments you've recognized from, you know, your time in the high school ranks now to being at Missouri State? What are one of the biggest differences you've noticed?
You know, I think the speed of the game is a little quicker at the college level, and every team at every position is a little bit better. You know, in high school, you may have four pretty good kids, then the rest of them could be kind of average or above average. Now they're all pretty good kids.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
They're all district. They're all conference players, or you know, all state. And it is so true. And you know, the quality of pitchers that these young ladies now are seeing. You know, a lot of you get through that number one, you almost think, okay, we can do some work. You know, we can do some damage. Well, a lot of these teams, they've got multiple number ones.
Yeah, yeah. The pitching, too. You know, you get through number one, then you come to number two, and number two is not too much, less than the number one. So, and they throw a little harder.
Yeah.
And got a little more movement on the ball.
Yeah. Well, and that's the movement. These young ladies out there pitching, you know, for those of you that don't really follow fast pitch softball, you can make a softball do all kinds of crazy stuff. Dale Nicholson could make one do circles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It can rise, it can drop, it can
come
go
in,
sideways.
Come out,
yeah,
or just kind of do this type of stuff coming in. Oh, that was it's so much fun. The fast pitch softball is such a fun game. And don't forget the 17th, and all your games you're going to be playing, your home field is just out off 63, isn't it?
No, we are at the City Fields.
Okay.
Here in West Plains.
Okay.
So, yep.
I was thinking you was going to be out at...
Yeah, we were, but that didn't quite work out. So this is probably a better situation.
A little better setup.
Yeah.
So all home games are going to be played right here in West Plains, right out by the high school, the City Fields.
Yeah.
And it all is going to... The first home game is the 17th. It's all going to get started, you said, at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it's going to open at 9, and we start at 12 and 2.
There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be all kinds of things for the kids. You parents, grandparents out there, bring the kids, man. I mean, because... Here's the thing. If you can get a young child hooked on a sport, you know, music, art, if you can get a child really interested in that at a young age, oh, my goodness, it could make a world of difference as that child grows up.
You bet. Yeah. Get involved. That's the main thing.
And the admission is?
Is free.
So there you go.
Can't beat that.
You cannot beat that. And, again, there's going to be all kinds of food trucks. You're going to get to watch the first ever home game for the Missouri State Lady Grizzly softball team. That's the very first, so you're going to make history.
Yes, we are. We're excited.
We need a bunch of people there.
We hope to fill the stands, that's
just
for sure.
Get it rocking, you know. I know there's still a bunch of guys that we played softball with. I played softball with. We need to, you know, and some of y'all, I know you're listening. You need to come out and take in some fast pitch softball. It is a lot of fun. And again, it's all going to go down the 17th. At West Plains City Field, softball fields, the gates will open at 9 a.m. Coach Long, thanks for coming by.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, Gary. Thank you.
And we'll talk more. We need to do this maybe, you know, once a week, every other week, just kind of keep folks up to date.
And, hey, sounds great.
You know, let them know what's going down. More rock and roll coming at you right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.